Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving a microphone,
dress
like a million bucks,
buttons,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey got a radio show. I say it every day because God been good to me. God has done some things in my life that's been truly been just amazing. And really amazing ain't even really the word. They don't really have a word for what he's done for me. I'm just out of superlatives. That's why I say it every day. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God is in the blessing business. Yeah, he is. God can help you turn your life around. Did you hear me? God can help you turn your life around. Whatever you're going through, God has an answer for it. See, but it's the going through that gets us, though, ain't it? Because I was having a moment yesterday, and I sat my wife down. I said, "Baby, I just need to talk to you. I'm going through a little bit right now. I just wanted to share, which I'm a little down right now." My wife reminded me. She just reminded me. See, this is what a good mate does. A good mate reminds you just of things that sometimes you forget when you get off track. Because, you know, I consider myself a motivational type person. I try to listen to people and then give them something I've learned along the way on this journey I've been on. I try to give a person a takeaway. But even being that person, sometimes I get off track myself. I get a little low sometimes. You know, I get a little down. Sometimes I forget some of the stuff I say. It ain't that I forget it. I guess I just get caught up in the grind of doing it. And sometimes I get a little off course and I forget some of the things. And my wife or a mate can be good for you to remind you. And she just said, "Steve, God got us." She said, "Have you ever noticed that every time you get in a spot?" And she said, and I know how you must feel because you out here working. And you keep turning around and old stuff keep popping up and you get a call from your accountant and hear this done went wrong and that done went. You steady trying to fix it, but you steady going, "Wow, man, what is this?" She said, "But you ever notice he always, no matter what, provide a way, and he ain't ever too late." Oh, you might be going, the deadline is approaching. The deadline can come and pass, but then they have a grace period for you. And then sometimes, man, it's just you go down there after the grace period and they take the payment anyway and you're good anyway. But see, ain't that God bringing you through it? It may not be when you want it, but he right on time. Just before you get put out, just before they turn, maybe they cut the lights off, but you get it back on just before company come. or just before the weekend get here. See, he always comes through for you. And she had to remind me of that. What you're going through is necessary. Man, stop. I don't want no more of this. None of us want no more. Look, circumstance and hardships and pitfalls are always untimely. They ain't ever. It ain't ever a good time for stuff to go wrong. When is that? It's how you look at it. If you keep the law of attraction in play, if you keep believing that he going to see you through this, just like he do when you don't believe it. That's what the cold part is, though, ain't it? Ain't God brought you through even when you didn't really have the faith to say he was going to bring you through? But because of grace and mercy, he brought you through anyway. But because you forgot to thank him or you didn't pay attention through the come through, you just was telling people, oh, man, if you'd have seen me, it was so jacked up. Man, I was so turned up. I ain't know what I was going to do. I almost got put out. I was going to see, key word, almost. You forgot that part right there. And then it looked like I won, man. And it seemed like every month I go through this same thing. And then, then somebody ought to just say, did you pay it? Yeah, I paid it. Did you get put out? No, I'm cool. See, you need somebody on your shoulder to say that to you. And then you need somebody to come right behind him and go, man, ain't God good? Really, man, that's how this works. See, you keep getting in situations, but he keep getting you out. Now, if you jump, listen to me. Hold on. Let's say you in a frying pan in the skillet and the oil is up and you in there frying and you uncomfortable being fried. God somehow, or let's just say you managed to get out of the hot grease in the frying pan and you standing there next to the skillet. Looking at the fire, continue to heat the grease. You get out, and then for some unexplainable reason, you dives right on back in there. Ain't that how we usually do it? I'm just asking you. God gets you away from the man you've been asking to get away from. Then you go right back over there and start seeing him again. God gets you away from the woman that you need to get away from that's finna mess up your life. You go right back over there and start seeing her again. God gets you out the gang situation, move you across town. You go right back over there and start hanging out. God, you mess around it. God, through a blessing, gets you incarcerated so you can pull you out the drug scene because you're going to get clean in jail for the most part. Pulls you out the gang scene so you can be away from that neighborhood. Then as soon as you get out of jail, you go right back over there to the drug scene and you go right back over there to them same fools that got your head twisted up and got you locked up in the first place. It's amazing how many times God get us out the fire and we walks right back in there. Ain't it amazing? And I mean, really, man, see, this how I break life down for me so I don't get over here stuck on stupid with myself and then get to doing something ignorant like blaming God. When really, man, God has given us as human beings the power of decision, and we all make decisions. How many times, man? See, sometimes it's a blessing in getting locked up. You can ask a lot of cats I know, man, to tell you. It was a blessing for me, man, because I was just headed the wrong way steady. But he locked me up, set me down, made me miss my family, miss being out here being a free man, made me realize that my family was important, made me, man, really see this girl for what she was. When I get out, man, I'm on the straight and narrow. Well, then when you get out, though, see, you can't be talking about, no, oh, man, I can't find no job. Now I'm going to go and do what I got to do. No, partner. You got to do now what you're supposed to do. See, that'll do what you got to do got you in trouble in the first place. See, everybody, see, the hood got a lot of ignorant rules we done created. I got to do what I got to do. I got to feed my family. Well, only reason you got to do what you got to do is because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. See, if you just went on to school like your mama kept telling you. Oh, man, I was watching 48 Hours yesterday, and a dude named Nesto was on there. And Nesto, Latino dude, said, man, my mother told me quit hanging with these guys. They were going nothing but trouble. I should have listened to her. He doing 30 years right now. You can't blame God. That's why I talk to myself this way, so I don't get stupid and start shifting the blame the wrong way when it's really on me. How many times has God got you out of something and you walk right back into it? Man, why don't you take these blessings God give you and go on about your business? That'd be the best way to do it, don't you think? That's what I think. So I thank God for my wife for reminding me that God got us anyway, that God gonna pull you through anyway. That have you noticed, Steve, we ain't lost a beat. Oh, I know it's hard out here, but really you ain't lost a beat. You still moving forward. You still dressing nice. You still look good when you come into that job. Everybody don't got to know you, that your house is in bad shape and all that. God got you, man. If you just hold your head up, man, quit complaining all the time about what you ain't got. And as in the words of my daddy, Slick Harvey, stop talking about what you ain't got and take a good look at what you do got. That's improper grammar, but that always stuck with me, and maybe it'll stick with you. Quit talking about and looking at what you ain't got. Take a good look at what you do got.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, you are listening to the baddest. And when I tell you the baddest morning show in the land, this is it, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Before we get started, we want to say our prayers are going out here in Cali.
Oh, yeah.
We're at LA studios this morning, man, and the fire is close.
Yeah.
It's
we
close.
We can smell it in the studio.
Yeah. We are actually not even a quarter or a half a mile from the freeway, that's completely been closed off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the fires are just on the other side of the freeway.
Yeah, we have masks here in the studio.
Yeah, and it is bad, man.
It's really
it
bad.
Is really, really bad. And Shirley, where you used to live has been evacuated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's crazy, man. That's how close this fire is, and people are losing homes.
So
and
sad.
So far, I don't think we've lost any lives, right?
I haven't heard.
I haven't heard about
farther north, there was one when it first started. Yeah, farther
wow.
north in Santa Paula.
You got at least 150 homes.
Yeah.
I mean, man, that's a lot
bad.
Of homes.
It's bad.
It is close to this studio, just on the other side
I'm
of the freeway.
You.
Yeah, we can't even take real deep breaths right now because if we do, we'll.
So, Carla, you have asthma. How that's going?
Monica had to take me yesterday. We went to CVS, and my doctor had to call in a prescription for me for my inhaler. Yeah, I had to get one.
It's crazy, man.
It is crazy. It really affected my breathing, and people with respiratory, like you said, Steve, respiratory issues.
Masks and scarves around their faces, and they're telling everyone to stay inside. I went and watched two movies yesterday.
What I did is, like it's soot all over my outdoor furniture and everything in my yard, you know. I saw that coming, so I said, ain't no need to get it in the water.
But wait, Steve, they were telling everybody when they got home last night, especially to wash your hair. I was like, hold up now. Black people not doing, we're going to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. We ain't finna wash our hair every day.
No.
We ain't going to be here come work tomorrow.
Yeah,
you got ash in it. You got to wash it out, though, right?
We can't do that. You know.
I wash mine, though.
I
went on and washed mine because I ain't want nothing happen to my mustache. It's important to me. It's all I got left. And so, you know, these fires out here is crazy, man.
Yes,
I
need
everybody.
Serious.
Take these evacuations seriously.
That's right.
Safeguard yourself. If you have to wear one of those, like, painter's masks, you should do
get
that.
Get one.
Yeah.
Because every breath you take has that soot and ash
those
in it.
Those little embers, yeah.
Every single breath you take out
that's
here.
That's right.
And I had my mask on upside down.
Yeah, and it's visibly, you can see it. You know, I live up on a mountain.
Yeah.
So I'm getting it.
Yeah.
A lot of it, you know. And so I woke up in the middle of last night, and they shared a live view of the fires. And it's just red. And it's burning. And they talked about how close. I said, that's right there, man.
Yeah.
Hold up.
So close. Right there.
Yeah.
But can
really
we shout
bad.
Out quickly to the firefighters? The courageous firefighters.
First responders.
Red Cross. They're setting
and
up
the
shelters.
Wind, it's making it very, very difficult.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it is the Santa Ana's. You're right. You're right. So everybody be careful and take heed to the warnings. If they ask you to evacuate, please do that. All right. We're going to come back and talk about something else big. that what? Happened on the show. A little thing we're calling the race between.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, I have your undivided attention in a few minutes.
We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. It is time. And I think we have the one person on this show that is really going to do it right.
The champ is here.
Time to recap 50-yard dash between Junior and Tommy.
The champ is here.
Will you put that speaker out of the microphone seat?
That's how it started.
The champ is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how I'm opening this show.
Oh, my goodness.
The race...
Yeah.
It's over.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
The race has occurred.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The results are in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, you can go right now.
Right now?
To SteveHarvey.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can view the race yourself. SteveHarvey.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's on now. Several versions of it.
Yes. Yeah.
Fast motion, slow motion.
You got it all, huh?
All of it. I got every angle, rear, front. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. B, I got to keep my speaker down.
Why?
Y'all have my own speaker. I've been driving around with it on golf carts all morning.
You had about 10 photographers.
Oh, my God.
It was a spectacle.
Oh. You had your whole staff out there.
It was a spectacle.
Yeah.
It was something to see.
It really was. It really was.
It was exciting.
Yeah, it was exciting. Only there was only one thing about it I didn't like.
What's
what
thing?
Is that?
Too many false starts.
Too many false starts.
Too many false starts.
Oh, I'll get into all that. I'm going to explain that to you.
Because the race itself was only like a couple of seconds or something.
How many false starts?
No, it was longer than that.
About
like
three,
like, yeah,
four.
Yeah, four. Four. I was going to say five, but.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
So we're on. I'll explain all this to you.
Well, let's get to it.
Well, that's what this time is for.
The race is over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The results are in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pat, do I have a drum roll?
So tell everybody, yesterday, the big race, 50-yard dash.
Okay, kill the drum roll.
You got to tell everybody.
Yeah,
yesterday
set it up, Steve.
Was the whole, you don't understand. Yeah, I got 4 hours. I'm not ready to talk about five. All the rest
you
of
got
this,
that out the way.
It's 4 hours
mm-hmm.
of this. Now, yesterday was the big race, 50-yard dash. It was held at the lot of NBC Universal,
uh-huh.
where I taped my talk show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody was there. We're all on film.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
of the late, the whole morning crew was there, except for that lazy bastard, Jay.
Well, you know what? He called right before the race started. I'm like, Jay, not now.
Yeah, hang up on him.
Yeah, you should have been
here. Cat Dog was there. Mississippi Monica was there. We were all there.
Everybody.
And it got interviews. Pre-race interviews, mm-hmm. predictions. I hosted it, of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, you
I
did.
I set the tone. I interviewed.
And you made it all about you. I don't know how you managed to do that, but yeah. you did.
I was great. I
you drifted. You
know.
Drifted.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll see.
I haven't seen the video.
Oh, you'll see.
See.
Oh, I got all the video.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
drum roll cat, the winner of the 50-yard dash. And the $5,000
yeah.
goes to Junior Sickle Cell Space. The Sickle Cell Foundation is the winner
yeah.
Junior won.
Of $5,000.
Yeah. I told you I was going to do what I said I was going to do. The champ is here. The champ is here.
Junior won.
You know one line I remember? I'm going to run all the sickle cell out your ass. How it feel now? Sickle cell run a little different, don't it?
Yeah.
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 yeah. You know what?
So what happened? Yeah.
Describe the race to us, Junior. From
okay.
your perspective.
From my perspective.
Before we get to mine.
Okay, from my perspective, this is what I remember.
Okay.
Tommy Foss started 4 times.
Yeah, it was at least four.
No,
four times.
No,
three.
It had
no.
to be 4 times.
No.
And so what does
no,
that mean,
no,
actually?
Listen to me.
To
five, false start.
It was five. I thought it was five. I thought my count was
five.
Exactly.
What does that mean, though, for people who don't know, who are not into racing?
They all know that.
What does false start mean?
You go before it's time?
A false start is, the instructions were, fellas, runners take to your mark.
On your mark.
Get set.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
So five times I said, runners take to your mark, get set, and Tommy jumped it.
Oh, he ran at get set and not at go.
He didn't wait on go in between that. He didn't go on get set.
He tried to
time. He just anticipated to go.
Yeah, he tried to time.
A lot of runners do that. They used to do that all the time. But now,
we see
in
it
the
on Olympics,
if you false start,
you're out. Which means I should have been had the money.
See,
you
because,
had to run.
Because they got tired of every, you get two false starts, it used to be. But now they stopped that. One false start and you out. So that keeps everybody settled.
So it's that
Tommy
adrenaline.
It's adrenaline. Mm-hmm. It's trying to get the first step. It's trying to get out to a good start.
Okay.
But you can't do that no more in the Olympics. One false start and you out the race. So 4 years of practicing for the Olympics, so you out, you out.
Wow.
So we gave Tommy five false starts. What I ended up doing was my boy had a block of wood that he smacked on the concrete, sound like a gun.
Yeah.
So I said, runners, take to your mark, set. And then he slapped the wood. Well, Tommy jumped on that one too. So we came back and we finally got it started. Runners take to your mark, get set, and he slapped it. They took off. Tommy had a better start than Junior.
He did.
Take it from there, Junior.
And right then when I saw he had a better start, I wasn't nervous. Mm-hmm. I just know that, okay, all my rules, I just had to keep my form and just run my race.
Yeah.
About that halfway mark.
25 yards.
I could not see Tommy no more in front of me. So it lets me know that I'm in him.
Yeah.
Okay.
25, now, it was even.
It was even.
I agree.
Now, after that, what happened? Because I couldn't tell no more. All Tommy, I saw was finish line.
Tommy saw you, and then what he did was unbelievable. And we'll find out what happened right after this.
Hold him right there. All right, coming up next, we're going to tell you what happened at the 25 yards. Steve will be back to tell you that. We'll be back at 44 after.
Put that speaker from here. Yeah, I am. That's it.
I lost my ass quick.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. Part two of what happened in this historic race. Yeah.
Normally, you would be trying to set up a prank. But you cannot think.
Absolutely.
That this ain't been on no damn prank. We ain't rerunning nothing. We finna run my mouth is what we finna run.
Run it back. It's your second favorite prank, the stutterer.
Listen to me.
Give me your perspective up.
Now, here's what happened. Tommy got a jump on Junior.
Mm-hmm.
I had some concern. At the 25 mark, Junior's form was unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Now, Tommy got good form.
Yeah.
Tommy
he looked good. The warm-ups, I was a little concerned.
He was stretching. Yeah.
Tommy light, Tommy good.
And he
got
wasn't
all
talking
that.
A lot. Tommy was quiet.
No,
he was kind of like in
right
his
there.
Zone, you know.
Uh-huh. Junior down there.
Ready. Come on. What you going to do? How much tire you need? We go run today.
Yeah.
Junior didn't even hug us or anything.
No, because
he was salty.
And the reason he didn't hug
he's
y'all
upset
is because
y'all.
Y'all voted against him.
Yeah, that's why. That's what he said. Yeah.
Not anymore, though.
she turns her back to me.
Yeah. I will never doubt you. And you're my work husband. I want a divorce.
So now, at the 25 mark, Junior had caught it.
Okay.
And I said, oh, man, he walking him down.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tommy did what all sprinters do when they see that this ain't going good.
And what
Tommy reached for his hamstring. But
God.
Then
injury.
On video,
injury.
Y'all girl said, come on, Tommy. I got it all on time.
You see that?
Come on, Tommy. So he let go of his hamstring and got back in it. Now, which I've never seen in my entire life.
You still keep going.
So wait, go back to what you said. He did what all runners do when they
when they see the end is near.
It ain't
you
going
mean when
good.
They think they're going to lose?
Are you saying
so
the injury
saying,
is fake?
Wait a minute.
You're saying I'm faking it?
What are you
faking
Steve?
He walked in here, Shirley.
And I'm sitting on a bag of ice now.
What are you saying?
Are you saying fake news?
No, I need to hear it from you.
You ought to stop that.
This was rigged. Is that what you're saying?
Listen to me.
You ought to stop that.
Come on. I ain't said nothing. I'm just going
to. No, but say what you said.
But let me give you some information.
Okay.
Yesterday, wasn't I talking about Donovan McBailey?
Donovan Bailey
and Michael Johnson.
And Michael Johnson, yeah.
Tommy kept saying it was Maurice Green and Michael Johnson. Now, he was correct. Green and Michael Johnson did race. But I was correct, too, because Donovan Bailey raced Michael Johnson. At each time, in both races, when Michael Johnson realized that he wasn't beating both of them sprinters two times, Michael Johnson pulled up with a hamstring.
So you're saying Tommy Michael Johnson Jr. in... my God!
Yeah, I think it did. I'm
going to say it on the side of Michael's house.
Yeah. I'm going
to say it on the side of Michael's.
You're not going to sing my song, too.
Wait a minute. Hold
on. And he grabbed his hand. But then the girl said, come on, Tommy. I've never seen this before. He let go of his hamstring and took two more perfectly good strides. I have it on video.
You got it on video.
It's
on video.
So we gotta let Tommy have a chance to tell his side of the story, too.
So you're saying your injury is fake news?
No, I didn't say that. He said that.
Look at him.
Steve is loving it. See, this is your nephew. Okay, Tommy, so what happened from your perspective?
From my perspective, started out pretty good. The false starts were not good to begin with, but I started out good. Form was good. I think about 25, 30 yards, that's when it hit me.
Hit you?
That's when he caught you.
That's when it popped.
What?
It's his version.
We
got video.
No, I got film.
Listen to me.
He let you all talk.
Okay,
Tommy.
All right, I got film.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Anyway, pulled up right at the 30 and tried to still run through it.
Put your phone down, Steve. Put it down.
Oh, God.
So, okay, at the 30 is when it popped.
It's when I felt it. When I felt the pull, yeah.
The pull came.
Don't tell him when his pull came.
No, I'm telling you. It's on the video. The pull didn't come until Junior had caught him. This was not a pull until he was caught and Junior had took a step past him. Yeah. That's when the pull came.
Just like Michael Johnson.
Just like Michael Johnson.
That's what I saw.
Two times.
Because it's still 20 more yards to go.
Yeah.
It's still 20 more yards.
But when you see somebody catch you at the 25 mark. And then take a step on you. And Junior's turnover was quicker than Tommy's, which is what I tried to tell you.
What does that mean?
Oh, God.
His feet rotate quicker. Because Tommy's fast twitch muscle has debilitated. He's 50.
Because you said he was 50.
I told y'all this here. His ass 50.
Yeah.
His fast twitch muscle ain't what it was when it was 40. Junior 39. His fast twitch muscle functioning not even as fast as when he was 30, but it's faster than yours when you're 50. So when he caught Tommy's ass, Tommy grabbed his hamstring.
What Tommy say when he got caught?
But he said his hamstring popped. He did. That's what he said.
You hear?
Was down there.
I'm just saying, y'all down now.
Y'all was like, I ain't hear nothing. I was running right next to him.
So speaking of us being down there.
Nah, hit a part I like.
Come on.
What happened?
Tommy, what I'm going to show you.
we need to see it first.
No, y'all going to see it together.
Because
Tommy, what I'm going to show you is going to set the tone for the rest of the day.
Okay.
Because I have 3 hours left.
You got enough
time. If you think you're going to play a prank or anything.
You're sadly
not
mistaken.
Not today. You are sadly mistaken. Now, Tommy, in defense, your girls did ask me after you lost. Carly, your work wife, came to me and said, do you have to go so hard?
Yeah. I
did say that.
And Shirley said, Steve, come on now. Tomorrow. Do you have to go so hard?
I'm going to take it like a man.
It is your nephew.
My daddy raised me with the
your
mantra.
Daddy out of it.
It's your nephew.
Do what you say you going to do. Did I not tell y'all that whoever lost this race tomorrow, that their ass belonged to me?
Yeah, you said it.
So
you
now I am now the owner of two butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Both them is mine.
Yeah.
But, oh, girl, when I show you this video of how y'all treated him,
Who,
after he lost.
Oh yeah, y'all changed.
Oh no, what? Hey, how much time we got, Kim?
We did.
What I do?
Wait, we
got about a minute.
They turned their back on me.
We got about a minute.
I did not.
Ain't no problem.
I refuse to believe that.
I'm glad you refuse to believe it.
I did. Who brought you your bottle of water, Tommy?
Ladies and gentlemen.
You were
after
such
the
fame,
break.
You don't remember me bringing
after
you your water.
After the break.
This is radio. They can't see that.
But they going to hear it. I'm going to let you hear Tommy and the girls' reaction when I show them the video on my iPhone of what they did after Tommy lost the race.
Come on. Oh, God.
These are the women.
I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
Oh, I know. See, this going to set the tone for the rest of the day.
Tommy, we haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
We haven't
And so I ain't got to say nothing. Mm-mm. But this what happened. Y'all bet your money, talked him up.
Yeah.
And then we will be showing y'all live on this radio right after this is what happened.
We'll be showing them live on the radio.
All the ladies, Carla, Shirley, and Mississippi Mom.
But there's a silver lining to all of this.
Not on this here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, Steve. Top of the hour. Let's
is
have
this
it right
to
before
be all day, Shirley. Yeah,
it sounds like it.
Right it's gonna be tomorrow too.
Right before we get to Miss Ann,
Tommy. From now on, just call me Champ. Don't
you
call
the champ.
Me Junior.
You the champ.
Just call me Champ.
You the champ.
That's all I want to hear.
You the champ.
The champ is here.
We have to play.
You the champ.
All the time.
Huh?
You the champ.
The champ is here.
You the champ.
That's all I need.
You the champ.
That's what I said.
No,
to
no,
Tommy.
No. Don't worry. No, no. Ain't no rematch. Don't worry about this. This belonged to me. This is the video, ladies.
This the video.
Now, right there, Tommy is caught. Now we see the hamstring. Right after he get caught. It didn't even happen to after. Now there go the hamstring after he caught. See that right there? You don't, ain't no sign
it's
of it.
It's before that, huh?
Nuh-uh. All you got to do is watch it.
It's on
all
video.
All you got to do is watch it. It's on video. Now, keep watching. Her. Keep watching it all the way out. Now, there go Gerald. Uh-huh. Gerald heading the other way. Okay, but, now he in pain.
Is this on SteveHarvey.com?
Oh, this on SteveHarvey.com. Now, he in pain. Uh-huh. Now, watch it. Now, there go Cat. Now, here go Cat. Cat bend over, start laughing.
There's your photographer.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Now, there go look at
Shirley.
The girls walk off.
I mean, I said that was Shirley. I mean, me.
Did you say, let me show you.
I didn't see
go
nothing.
Back. Go back one
how
frame.
How they walk off?
Go back one frame.
I didn't see nothing. Good, I'm in the clear.
Oh, no, you ain't
no,
in the
you
clear.
Ain't.
What? What?
Miss Workwife, you ain't in no clear.
I believe what? I was going to get your bottle of water.
That's why you walked out?
Yes.
There's Gerald.
Okay. Shirley, that's going over there.
No.
Here go Cat.
Let me see. I got to come over there.
Watch. Look. Here it is. Everybody look.
Uh-huh.
There go Cat.
Yeah, there's Cat.
There go Tommy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So there that's everybody. All I see.
Yeah, I know. Now, here you go. Now, this is Shirley.
That's Shirley.
Look at Shirley.
Okay. Head turned away. Lord Jesus. Here come Carla. Walking right.
Pass
you walk right. There go Shirley. Look
got
at Shirley going.
Oh,
Jesus. Then Carla. Why is he in there looking at Miss Ma? Like she on her phone. Ain't nobody. Go over to him. Let's go back a little bit.
We did walk away.
There we go. Now look at Shirley. Lord Jesus. Now go call her like she don't even know his name. And Mississippi Monica just got there.
I was so shamed. That's
y'all,
funny.
I went to get the water so you could drink your water. Tommy.
That's funny.
That's my story.
They
oh, that's funny.
Walked away. But Shirley, on my other video, I got the other video you doing like this here.
I threw my hands
Shirley
up.
Shirley threw her hands up.
Y'all deserted me.
No. I went and got water for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that.
And Carla.
Yes.
Carla went.
Oh,
I can't even say. I got a video of you talking.
What did I? Oh, where is that?
We can't play that on the air.
Oh, you was cussing?
caller.
Because, Tommy, we've been riding with you for so long with this running thing.
I got a video caller saying.
What?
This blankety blank. I lost my blankety blank. $5.
What's
it? This blankety blank. I lost my blanket $5.
And it wasn't about the money. But it was.
Oh, I got God. It on tape.
That's
it funny. Was oh, so goodness. Good, man. Do y'all see y'all walking off Mississippi Monica on her phone? Oh,
man. First time I seen it. But you turned your back on me, sir.
Yes, I went to get your water out of the golf cart.
No, you didn't.
No,
you
the did. Golf cart was way
you
on the other
hand.
Sure, that golf cart was 50 meters, 50 yards down the way.
I did go get your water, though.
What I saw was Junior, and then I had some.
Yeah.
And I ain't know how to.
It's on tape, Carla. It's on tape.
I ain't know. Right. Though.
All right. Listen, we'll tell you about the silver
it's
lining
fake
in
news.
All of this. Yeah. It was rigged. It was rigged. Listen, Steve, please introduce our fabulous news
ladies
director.
Ladies and gentlemen, here to inform us and enlighten us and certainly give us the facts, the lovely Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, guys. That hamstring was deep. Okay, this is Antrip with the news. President Trump has turned decades-old U.S. policy on the Middle East on its head.
We finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality. It is also the right thing to do.
Well, Trump wants the U.S. Embassy to move out of Tel Aviv and onto the holy city of Jerusalem. However, East Jerusalem is sacred to the Palestinians, so they would want that part of the city to be the capital of any new Palestinian state. So the president's announcement has actually infuriated religious as well as political leaders around the world who know this, including the head of the U.N., who says that Trump's announcement will incite violence. The Saudis, who've been working with the U.S. to keep the peace in the Middle East, call Trump's idea provoking. The Chinese says the move will probably aggravate regional tensions in the Pope says he's profoundly concerned. As many as 10 Democrats now calling for Minnesota Congressman Al Franken to quit the Congress in the wake of a mounting list of sexual misconduct allegations against him. One of those people, and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
I do not feel that he should continue to serve. Everyone will make their own judgment. I hope they do make their own judgment.
Gillibrand says on Facebook that, quote, while it's true that his behavior is not the same as the criminal conduct alleged against Roy Moore or Harvey Weinstein or President Trump, it is still unquestionably wrong, she says, and should not be tolerated. Al Franken says he's going to make a statement later today. Minnesota Public Radio says he's going to resign. Franken's leaving Capitol Hill on the heels of the departure of legendary Congressman John Conyers. He resigned under a cloud of allegations of sexual misdeeds, but Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee made sure to remind the country what kind of a man they were losing.
In addition to being the first member to introduce a Martin Luther King holiday bill, he was the first to hold hearings on police misconduct, the first to examine the problem of solitary confinement, the first to offer racial profiling legislation, the first to introduce legislation protecting against disenfranchisement of ex-felons.
And many other things. He was also a very, very strong voice legislatively in the fight for civil rights. By the way, this week marks the 25th anniversary of the world's first text message. It was sent in December of 1992, had to be sent by a computer, and this is what it said. That's right. Merry Christmas. Eugene the Butterfly coming up 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. I'm sure you'll take great pleasure in
introducing
the butterfly
and
today.
Gentlemen, please, without further ado,
bring him
I
on.
Present to you probably what is going to be his best segment ever. Ladies
life.
And gentlemen, please, do you know the butterfly, cause I do.
What in the hell happened yesterday? Oh, my God.
What, butterfly?
My whole body hurt. Oh, like, do you know what, Junior, what I told you? That I was rooting for you.
Yeah, you was. You
oh, my
say
God.
That.
You said
did that.
And I said you were disloyal for doing
yeah.
it.
But
yeah.
that's all right. You got yes. to go with who you think you're going with. That's just how
yeah.
it goes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord.
What's wrong?
Just all the preparation. Uh-huh. You know, the night before stretching and you know, eating all properly. Uh-huh. And you can't do this the night before.
Yeah.
You got to do this weeks and weeks and weeks before.
Okay.
Why you think the night before going to fix the next day? What make you think that?
Are you in pain?
Oh, let me tell you, he ain't told y'all everything.
What?
What else hurt?
Spill so, you know, the little hotel he's staying at.
Uh-huh.
Then Kyle downstairs.
Hotel. Okay. I didn't hear the text.
The hotel.
Shut up, Steve. Okay. So the hotel he's staying at. He didn't call the spa. They didn't got him a personal trainer. He didn't got somebody to come stretch him. Spent $200 to get stretched.
You're lying, butterfly.
So he not only out of $5,000, he out of $5,200.
Whoa.
That's about the most ignorant thing he'd have ever done in his life.
What did you eat? Uh-uh. What did you eat the night before? What did you do to
you
prepare?
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Popcorn. What else?
Wow. Anything healthy?
Lay's potato chips.
And Tommy had 2 granola bars.
I already knew I raised a top. He 50. What the hell am I prepared for?
How are you feeling, though, really? Because you don't look
I had a whole bottle of Hennessy. A whole bottle
of Hennessy.
I celebrated early.
We were sitting up here with some cigars.
Cigars?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot, actually, the race was. Well, actually, to be honest with you, Eugene, Tommy had been losing all day, as far as I'm concerned. What you got to think first place? So I woke up first. Jumped in the shower first.
So, Butterfly, did you have to soak in the tub last night?
My ass been cold all night. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it.
Have you talked to Tommy?
I do not speak to him, and will not speak to him till after Christmas.
I had a Hot Pocket.
Well, he did.
Will you shut up with the menu now?
He had a good start. He had a really good start.
Oh,
I will give it to him. He did have a great start.
He looked great. But he really did.
But the lead at the start only lasted a few steps, y'all. I have it on video. Let me blow it up.
Will you stop the video?
Listen to me.
This is all you want.
Listen to me.
Listen.
That's the beginning. That's after they straighten up. Right here, he's caught. Now all of a sudden, here go the hamstring. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Have to go. We'll come back at 34 after the hour and tell you about Colin Kaepernick. This is something big that happened to him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back. Tonight is Thursday Night Football, of course.
Yeah.
The Saints versus the Atlanta Falcons.
Speaking
of football,
Yes, big division game.
Did you guys see Beyonce make a surprise appearance at the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year Awards? Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was really cool. She presented the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award, Steve, to quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
That is
that's big.
That's huge.
Yeah, when I said big, somebody said, did he get a job? No, not that big.
No,
we're still praying
huge,
on that.
Though.
But yeah, this is huge, right?
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated honored an athlete who uses their platform to promote change. Beyonce thanked Colin for his courage. And take a listen. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud and humbled to present the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award to Colin Kaepernick.
I accept this award not for myself, but on behalf of the people. Because if it were not for my love for the people, I would not have protested. And if it was not for the support from the people, I would not be on this stage today. With or without the NFL's platform, I will continue to work for the people because my platform is the people.
That's right, Colin.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's wow. That's that is so
yeah.
That
he's so much bigger than football right now, really, when you think about it.
He's
what
movie.
He's doing. Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, after this, they should really consider
mm-hmm.
allowing this man to play.
Yeah.
He deserves a job.
Everybody understands what he did it for. Mm-hmm. Now, there are people who've twisted it.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And done very successfully mm-hmm. at twisting it. In the eyes of many Americans, which is so sad, man.
Yeah.
They've just disrupted and changed the narrative
mm-hmm.
of why he knelt in the first place and why people continue to kneel.
Absolutely.
They've twisted the narrative, man. It is amazing. But it's amazing how they twist the narrative. It's just like this vote going on down here with this Judge Roy Moore.
Alabama
next Tuesday.
All of the Republicans, he should drop, he should get out, he get out. Donald Trump has finally convinced them that it's up to the voters of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So now, to play it safe, now they all say it's up to the voters of Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
No, man, it's up to us as a people. But really, it's up to the Republican Party to put forth worthy candidates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's too many women saying he's a child molester.
Absolutely.
This is different, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is different.
Yeah.
It's heavy. It's
We're
serious.
Talking about a child.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
different when you talk about kids.
Yeah.
But how do they even have those laws there like that?
What
the
you mean?
Consensual age is 16 in Alabama. Mm-hmm.
That's ignorant
exactly.
right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah that's 16. What you mean, Tommy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, that's it ain't consensual in New York. It ain't consensual in California. No. It ain't consensual in Ohio. It ain't consensual in Mississippi. It ain't consensual in the state of Texas. But it's okay in Alabama? Are you kidding me? 16. What are y'all talking about?
That's way too young.
Okay, it's 16 if it ain't your daughter.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go.
That go the problem. But let's all imagine this. Shirley, you got a girl.
Yeah,
Tommy, you
21.
Got a daughter.
Yeah.
You got a daughter.
Yes.
Daughter.
Yeah.
I got four of them.
Mm-hmm.
16.
No.
Here come a 32-year-old dude to the house, and I'm sitting here.
Right.
Partner.
There's no way.
This is going to be the worst. You may get in the door because I'm in the back or something, and I don't see you. Mm-hmm. But once I come in the house, and I look at you, and my first question is, hey, Mr. Harvey, how you doing? Hey, man, let me ask something. How old are you? Well, Mr. Harvey, no. How old are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you tell me you're 32. And my 16-year-old daughter then told me that's who she want to date. All this in my living room. Right.
He's twice her age. She could be her dad.
All this ends in my living room.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
You don't leave my house.
Yeah.
It's going to finish right
now. Yeah. And having said that, Tuesday in Alabama, please get out and vote.
Yeah,
please get out and vote.
This is ridiculous. I'm sorry, Alabama. I'm not talking about the people of Alabama because they didn't make the law. Some other people made this law a while back. Some men.
Right.
Who made this law a while back because they wanted to do what they wanted to do with whomever they wanted to do it to without getting in no trouble.
Perfect sense.
That's what this is.
Come on, Alabama.
All right. Listen, we're moving on, Steve, right now. And congratulations again to Colin Kaepernick. Coming up next is the nephew's prank phone call. Oh, we're going to talk more about the race.
The prank phone call.
Prank phone call.
We're going to prank phone call. He is the show.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter that you do not want to miss. But first,
I will be showing. Go to SteveHarvey.com.
Come on.
I have a separate video of Shirley, Carla, and Monica walking off after the race. It's just a short video.
But you don't have our approval to post that.
Yes.
Oh, it's up. Oh, it's up. It's up. And all of you had different reactions.
Uh-huh.
Shirley, I got another where she just threw her hands up like, Lord. Carla's
mouth is
clearly saying, this blanket blank. Then lost my blank $5.
I heard you when you said that, Carla.
Carla
Shirley!
Said it. Carla
I
said
did
it.
Not say. Did I say that, Monica?
Monica. Monica was the furthest one away.
Uh-huh.
She walked past Tommy and act like she was texting. I ain't even gonna look at you.
Can I honestly say we were really in shock? We were really in shock that Tommy lost.
Still, I'm still in shock. What are you talking about?
Nothing against you, Junior, but
I know.
All this
I
time.
I never talk about
you
running.
You never said anything about running. I never
and
knew you
last,
ran.
The last time we saw you run, let's just keep it 100, you fell off the treadmill.
Got it.
That's all we. Cool. That's all and I had to go on.
And everything we know about Tommy is he runs all the time. And that's why.
Well, ask Tommy.
By himself.
Ask Tommy about these sickle cells running out my ass. Ask me about that.
Speaking of sickle cell, the great news is that you got your money for your charity, and that's
Tommy
the
did pay
thing.
The money.
He did pay the money. Oh, yeah. No, he did pay the money. He a man his word. He
for Kier's Hope.
Kier's Hope. Yep. We going to have the Christmas, and I'm going to make all the kids, every last one of you will get tired of this video.
Thank you.
All of the kids.
You going to make them watch the video.
All of them going to say, thank you, Tommy. Nephew Ty. Yes. I'm going to play the video at the toy giveaway.
Now, you got to have good sportsmanlike. Come on now.
Hell no.
Not we know you don't.
This not is sportsmanship.
No.
Steve doesn't know the meaning
listen
of that.
Listen to this.
I'm letting him get it out.
Oh, God. If you play that one more time, Tom is here.
But, Steve, Tommy really is sitting on a big bag of ice.
I don't give a damn.
That's your nephew.
What's that chain? Keeping my nephew 50 years.
Well,
we
let me
got
see.
That.
Tommy, you need some more ice?
Well, yeah, he's sitting on that. You can get him all ice you want. I told his ass he fit. Didn't I tell y'all this?
Yes, he did.
I did not listen to me. Your fast twitch muscle diminishes as you get older. I'm stronger than I've ever been.
But that's not what happened.
Yes.
He pulled a hamstring.
That's because the fast twitch muscle quit twitching.
he pulled a hamstring after he got caught.
Listen.
Where he pulled it.
Y'all, listen to me. I'm telling you.
So if you're just, Steve, you got to tell everybody, if you're just tuning in, the big race, you want to know what happened, the outcome. Steve, go ahead. Tell everybody what happened.
Here what happened. Ready, set, go. Tommy got about a step and a half lead. See, those ambers jump off the front and they hit. They can hit anywhere. Mm-hmm. So it might hit your house. It might not hit your house.
Yeah, that's what's
those ambers and those fires. I'm sorry, I had to go to the fire. Yeah. But that's what's happening. Oh, and it's crazy, man. And this is very close, man.
Yeah.
We really, man, praying for a lot of people, man. It's been a tough year, man.
Especially natural disasters.
Yes,
man,
this year.
This country, we've seen our share.
And we had another one yesterday.
What was that?
We had another one yesterday.
No, what are you talking about? We just talked about the fires.
Now we're talking about the race. It was another disaster.
Was it a disaster?
Yeah. Tommy whole ass busted. One of them ambers from the Ventura Hills fire landed right on Tommy's ass. And it's in flame, and it caught his hamstring. And it burned it up. He asked this all part of all it was too close.
My chest hurt on that.
It was an amber. That was an amber. An amber.
And where it catch it?
It kind of hit his ass. And one it slipped down his pants and caught his hamstring on fire. And he did it right here.
Is your leg hot, Tommy?
Hell yeah. Because everybody's
sitting on
that. Look, ladies. Look, I'm going to show you. Let me blow it up.
I've never seen you get more joy out of anything.
He was actually caught right there.
Who Tommy was?
See, and look how close they are to the golf cart. He had actually caught him after about 5-6 steps.
I'm going
to
take your
phone. Then he going, they running.
Yeah.
Now, everything good, but he see he ain't going to catch him. There go the hamstring.
Oh, man.
Junior out front. Let me pull it back over where y'all keep seeing.
How do you pull a hamstring? You just take a wrong step? Or
you're in too deep.
You're in too deep. You didn't open all the way up.
He ain't pulling no damn hamstring. I'm killing the hamstring argument.
Yeah,
Junior, the man is sitting on a bag of ice.
If I come in here with a thermometer in my mouth, does that mean I have a fever?
Hello.
But why would you do that if you didn't have a fever?
How would we know?
Why does a woman take Advil for a headache?
Yeah,
and she ain't got one? Because she don't want to sleep with you.
Yeah.
What?
I have a headache.
What?
People do it all the time. How many times you done called in sick from work, wasn't really sick?
Yeah.
Huh?
Come on. We don't want to go there.
We did this before.
Hello? How many times have you told a lie that your dog ate your homework? You know, good hell, you ain't do the damn homework.
You ain't got no dog.
I don't even have a dog, yeah.
How many times you done said your car broke down, you can't make it in, and your car worked just fine?
So you're accusing your nephew
of lying?
Of lying.
I wouldn't lie.
Right here, right now.
Are you saying the hamstring is fake news? Is that what you're saying?
Hey. Ask Trump.
Oh,
he been telling us about fake news since he got in damn office.
Oh,
and for the first time, you know what? He might be right about that. But on this show right here, we don't let that out. Me and Miss Ann don't do fake news.
Steve, we do facts.
Why would he sit on a bag of ice? Why?
Here's why. You want me to show you why? Because it is for me. Here's why right here. Let me show you why.
Uh-huh.
See that right there? Now watch the rest of this. Because of him, girl. Keep watching the video with the cameraman.
Surely.
Then you got to deal with the reaction of
Cat.
Look at Cat bent
over. His head down. Cat, you were
now hear what Shirley, Carla, and Monica walking off.
Ah.
They walk right off. Didn't even look at it. Ain't no, is you okay? If y'all thought it was a real injury, why didn't you go over there and see about your little boyfriend? Because you were so busy going, I be damned. So you didn't want to walk over there and see about your little boyfriend, your little work hug.
Yeah.
Your little nemesis.
Yeah.
Mississippi Monica started typing right away. His ass done lost. Good.
We were in shock.
Me and Kia going shopping.
That's it.
She just started typing, Kia, my baby, I think I love her.
I think I actually saw urine running down Tommy's thigh. as he seen me at the car.
Oh my God.
Is his little ass doing?
That's why he wore them black pants. Tommy had on black pants, Junior had on white pants.
I'm ready. I told him.
Now, when you saw me, what did you see me do?
Soon as I got through celebrating, I turned around. I saw that golf cart make the fastest U-turn.
That's what I tell y'all.
Pull right out.
And when y'all came in here this morning.
You were sitting up in here.
Who was here first? You.
You don't never get to work.
We get in line for this.
Have I ever been first?
Never. No. Never.
I've never been to work early.
He was here with his headphones on saying good morning.
Well, good morning.
With his hands folded like first day of school. He really was.
Like he had never seen us.
Yeah. Good morning.
I'm talking about, man, let me tell you something. I couldn't have been more excited about today.
Yeah.
I've been up all night.
Yeah.
He know how to lose. He watched the Mo Green Michael Johnson video, and he watched the Donovan Bailey and the Michael Jackson. He knew what to do when he lost. Grab your damn hamstring.
And Kier, speaking of Michael Johnson, put on his gold shoes.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Yes,
he and did. That's on video,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, you can't right. Put that on.
We'll be back with more of the show.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, today's crazy strawberry letter. You know we'll get to that. You do not want to miss it. Twitter has released its list of top 10 retweeted tweets and top 3 liked tweets of this year, Steve, of the entire 2017. Donald Trump didn't make it on either list, but his predecessor did. Former President Barack Obama had 3 tweets on the top retweeted list, including a plea for racial equality following white nationalist violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. That was the most liked tweet of the year.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, yeah, that's big, huh? Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Obama had 2 of the 3 most liked tweets. President Trump isn't the most retweeted, but he is the most tweeted about politician in the U.S. and the world. I wonder why.
Okay, now.
Yes.
All that's true up until today.
What did today make a difference?
These is the top 3 retweeted things.
Okay.
Number 1, the race. The race itself has got more tweets and views than anything. The second, my comments on the race was the second most tweeted. And the third one was y'all's reaction walking off, not making eye contact with your work husband, your boyfriend, and your coworker, and my damn nephew. On the other hand, knew what was going on.
Wow, pictures don't lie. They don't.
Pictures don't lie.
They don't.
You couldn't do it.
It wasn't me.
It was so good. Y'all, go to SteveHarvey.com, y'all.
Come on.
And I've got the girls just walking off after he lost.
Only can we pull a Donald Trump and say it wasn't us?
Yeah,
can we do that?
News.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't go. If y'all thought he was hurt, if you saw him grab his leg, why did any of you not walk over to him?
Well, he seemed like, if I can remember back in that moment.
I didn't think
moment,
it was that
it
bad.
It wasn't that far back. It was yesterday.
He seemed like he needed a moment to gather himself, and I went to get him some water.
Sure, he ain't going to get him no water.
I did.
The water was on the other end of the lot. What you talking about?
The golf cart with the water was 50 yards away.
It was in my bag. It was
50 yards away.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I got.
Carla.
I don't know why. I was mad.
That's right. Oh, here we go. Say it again. I was mad. Oh, now it's coming out. Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Carla, why did you not go to your work husband's aid after you saw him grab his thigh, hamstring?
I went to my purse to get the divorce paper.
What?
This slow food. I was disgusted. I could not believe.
Kat, turn Monica's mic on, please.
I just knew you were going to win. What? Look.
I know. We were in shock, Tommy. We really were shock.
Excuse me. What happened, baby?
Shut up.
Bae, you my word husband.
Monica Barnes, the Mississippi Monica. Why on video at SteveHarvey.com did you walk past him texting without even talking to him?
I was texting him to make sure he was okay. I didn't want to bother him.
I was right there.
Right. That's what that's Monica.
You thought he was running with his phone in his hand?
Well, he had to be doing something because he wasn't racing as vigorously as my champ, Kira.
And not only that, Steve, someone was looking after Tommy right there. He had his manager right there beside him.
He brought his manager. We just met his manager.
The girl's been met him.
Yeah, we met him before. He's been here.
If you play that one,
oh,
I love it.
Come on, nephew. Introduce a letter, please. You haven't said much today.
Ain't no room to say nothing. Buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Did you hear the strawberry letter?
Okay, I'm sorry. It sounds so good.
It feel good, doesn't it?
Subject, just don't know what to do. Hello, Steve, Shirley, Tommy, and Carla. I'm a 30-year-old woman who recently left my children's father. I left because it seems as though we don't want the same things in life. Let's start by saying in the beginning of the relationship, things were great. As you know, the beginning is always the best. He asked me to move in with him so that we can save money and get a house together. Mind you, I was fine living alone with my 2-year-old daughter at the time, but I moved in with him anyway. Well, 2 years later, we are still here and I get pregnant and I'm stressing him to move. And he is telling me it's not the right time to move and to wait a little while longer. And I did. Parentheses, I forgot to say that we are living with his mother. I waited so long that I had another baby. That's when I realized that he was never going to leave his mother. So when tax time came, I took my money and went house hunting. Out of the 6 months it took me to get my house, he not once went with me to see a house or did he give me one brown penny to anything. But he feels that he should be able to come with me, and I say no, and it's causing big problems. He comes over every morning and takes the kids to school and takes me to work. But when he comes over, he's checking closets, looking under beds, and just doing crazy things. And when I ask why he does these things, I get no answer. He just looks and crazy like. One day on the way to work, he points over and says, "That looks like the perfect spot to dump a body. Should I be scared? I just don't know. I just don't know what to do anymore. There are only so many ways you can say leave me alone, and I done tried them all. He just don't get it. I need some major help. Signed, Stressing Myself Bald. Wow. Dear Stressing Myself Bald, I mean, this is a case of you staying in a situation too long that wasn't healthy for you and just not sticking to your original plan. And because that's not what you set out to do. You know, you got caught up a little bit in his world and his mess. But the good thing is now that you did come to your senses and decide to go out on your own and get a house and leave the boy at his mama's house where he'll probably be until the day he dies. Yes, he is crazy. I say you get a restraining order on him. You know, he is trying to scare you. He is trying to make you think that he'll do something to you or to another person if you get involved. He's looking in closets because he thinks, you know, that you may be seeing someone else, which, you know, you can do. You're in your house. You can do these things. I say get a restraining order because this sounds like to me it can only get worse. So you need to look into getting a restraining order on this crazy man who might do some harm to you or someone else you love.
But Shirley, a restraining order only works if you're not letting him pick the kids up, take him to school.
I know.
Take him
I know. She's going to, she might have to cut that out for a minute. I know. 12 minutes after, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Just a reminder, in 20 minutes, Steve is going to have Tommy and Junior's 50-yard dash race recap like we've been doing all morning.
But I love it.
Come on, Steve, right now, part two of your response to today's strawberry letter. And it's not that!
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was time for this.
Quit hitting that button.
I thought it was time for this. My bad. I'm sorry.
So crazy.
We cannot make these. Anybody got this kind of time or imagination?
Or imagination, for real.
These letters are for real. Just don't know what to do. Subject, just don't know what to do. Hello, Steve, Shirley, Tommy, and Carla. I'm a 30-year-old woman who recently left my children's father. I left because it seems as though we don't want the same things in life. Let's start by saying in the beginning of the relationship, things were great. As you know, the beginning is always the best. He asked me to move in with him so that we could save money and get a house together. Mind you, I was fine living alone with my 2-year-old daughter at the time, but I moved in with him anyway. Well, 2 years later, we are still here. And I get pregnant, and I'm stressing him to move, and he's telling me it's not the right time to move and to wait a little longer. And I did. I forgot to say that we are living with his mother. I waited so long that I had another baby. That's when I realized that he was never going to leave his mother. So when tax time came, I took my money and went house hunting. Out of the 6 months it took me to get my house, he not once went with me to see a house, or did he give me one brown penny to anything, but feels that he should be able to come with me. And I say no, and it's causing big problems. He comes over every morning and takes the kids to school and takes me to work. But when he comes over, he's checking closets, looking under beds, and doing crazy things. And when I ask why does he do these things, I get no answer. He just looks crazy. Like, one day on the work, he points over and says, "That looks like a perfect spot to dump a body." Should I be scared? I just don't know what to do anymore. There are so many ways you could say leave me alone, and I done tried them all, and he just don't get it. I need some major help. Signed, stressing myself bald. There's a couple of things in here that gives me an opportunity to reiterate to women. Ladies, first of all, get it all up front. The good and the bad. You want to save and get a house? Okay, let's save and get the house. But before we get this house together, am I going to be your wife? See, you ladies have an amazing amount of power within yourself if you would just exercise it. But the fear of running a man off always seems to supersede your better judgment. You all know better after you read all of these letters. All of you have the perfect answer for this woman while the letter is being read. All of that's after the fact. When are you ladies going to start listening to your intuition? God has blessed all of you with this amazing gift called intuition. What he's given you intuition for is to protect you from the hunter, who is us, man. See, we're hunters. We have two different psychics when we're talking to a woman, and totally different psyche from you talking to a man. When we're approaching you, it is about what we can get from you. That's the initial concept. We never look across the room and see a woman and go, "Wow, what can I do for her?" That ain't ever what we think. We look across the room, spot you, and imagine you doing something for us and to us. Now you become prey. Please understand that's the initial concept. Unless you make a man reroute his thinking and force him to know that it ain't finna be nothing over here, unless we mutually agree and we have an understanding so I can get what I want too. You can have what you want, but oh my goodness, you're going to have to earn it. Because all he want when he first meets you is some cookie. Please, I don't know who's telling you different. I just want to get to know you and take you out. I want to spend some time with you.
Right.
Skip that. Don't nobody know you that good in the beginning. We look over there and we want one thing from you when we walk up to you. Now, if we're going to be a gentleman about going about it and we're going to honor some of your requests in order to earn the cookie, then we'll do that if we really want something else. But make a man know you so you can know what you want. You done went to this man's house living with his mama. What man you done moved in with that still live with his mama? Can we please take manhood off of this?
That's a big one.
Boys shack. Men build homes. I learned this from a preacher on TV the other day. Boys shack, men build homes. Now, your boy didn't even have enough sense to just move in with you. He moved you in with him and his mama.
Because she was doing fine before she moved in with them.
With your 2-year-old. Mm-hmm. Now, you done had 2 babies. You got 3 now.
By the boy.
You start saving your money with your income tax, moved and got you a house. Now he want to come with you. But he come over every morning, take the kids to school. See, because he trying to be a man by taking the kids to school, but he still live with his mama. You can't be a boy and a man at the same time. The conflict is too, the difference between a boy and a man is night and day. You can't be a boy and a man at the same time.
And he didn't help her get the home. He didn't help her go look for it.
Because he was still being a boy.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Steve. You know we got to get out of here. Please join me at 1:30 today, and I guess we'll talk about the race there as well.
Girl.
Along with the letter.
I'm not talking about this race no more.
I don't like the tone in that voice.
No, I mean, I'm saying we've been talking.
I guess we're going to talk about the race.
Normally I wouldn't, but we've been talking about it all morning. People want to know. They do.
They do want to know.
Yeah, they want to know. I've posted some videos
of
my own.
This little sickle cell boy win. Yeah. They want to know.
Yeah, when my interview with you, I posted that.
Uh-huh. You posted an interview with Tommy.
Yeah, when you want to hear it?
No, we don't need to
hear
it.
Yeah.
No, you need to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
want to
hear
it?
Yeah.
You
want to hear
it? Oh, you interviewed Tommy?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
After the race or before?
God is so good.
Just listen.
I want to thank the Lord for iPhones, phone cameras.
Cannot.
Just listen, Keir.
How you feeling, champ?
Feeling pretty good right about now. Feeling really, really good.
Who's going to win this race? Who's going to take it home?
Come on now. Why would you ask me that?
The champ is here, baby. Yeah, Team Tommy all the way.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. That is
really?
I feel bad for you.
Mm. That was before the race.
I know when it was.
Obviously. Oh. To answer your question,
yeah.
Junior.
Yeah, I know when it
go
was.
Go Team Tommy.
What'd you say, Steve?
Oh, go Team Tommy.
Oh, Lord. We'll be back at 41 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, we back. What's up, Kill?
What's happening up?
The champ is here.
Champ is here.
What's
we
up, boy?
The champ is here.
Oh, he champ today, though.
Champ today.
$5,000.
That's a great thing for your charity. Here's hope.
Yeah,
that is great.
It is great. Yeah, well, all that. Yeah, skip all
one.
That. Yeah,
nice. He's going to have a wonderful time.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
I hope they do. Where is my damn $5? Come on. Let's go. Come on, get them fives out. Record it. Get your video out. Record this.
I don't think I have any cash.
Oh, no. Oh, we got cash. Hold on.
Hey, Carla.
I ain't seen these in a while.
And I was these supposed to hold the money.
Ooh, yeah, I would have been at the mall.
Yo, appreciate y'all.
Ooh, I would have been at the mall.
Yeah, well, hey. That's good. I hope
anybody want a squirt of hazelnut from Starbucks? I got $10. That's probably what it cost. Thank you, lady.
You're welcome, Steve.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
good,
we're strong.
Good.
We're strong.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
What are you doing? Yeah, hello.
Oh, my God.
Kate?
Hello.
Kate?
Oh, hallelujah.
What's up, girl?
Oh, hallelujah.
For those in you that's in Houston and Texas, Canada, mm-hmm. don't know, mm-hmm. this is my sister, Kate. Mm-hmm. We call her from time to time. She got a daycare up in Cleveland. It's actually Tommy's mama.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Two things.
Uh-huh.
All the children are gone for the day.
All the children are gone? For what? What happened to where they at?
Yeah. What you mean? I called their mamas and told them to come pick them up.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? I didn't know. What'd you pick them up for?
Cost them $2,500. I placed a bet.
You what?
I placed a little bet.
A bet? A bet.
You placed a bet.
What you bet
on? I bet on the race.
What?
Oh. You bet on the race.
A little bit. I bet just $2,500. See, I was going to give it. See, I thought if Tommy won, mm-hmm. then he wasn't going to mind giving the $2,500 back.
Mm-hmm.
But he lost it. So I won it. And I get to keep my $2,500. Oh, go on a little bit. What's that man's
you
name?
You bet on Junior?
That's what it sounds like.
Junior.
Thank you, Miss Kate.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. Mom.
Junior.
You bet on Junior?
Junior.
Yes, ma'am.
Didn't I tell you? I sent it in to him. I said, if you eat you some ginger early in the morning.
You sure did.
You will win.
Yes, you did.
You will win.
You sure did.
And he did it.
What does ginger have to do with
it? You bet on Junior?
I don't know what it had to do with. Miss Kate called me and told me to eat the ginger this morning. I ate it at 6:30 yesterday.
And you won.
And Junior. I won. It kicked in.
Junior. Now, Junior, you send me my money here. Huh?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You bet on Junior?
Got it for you.
No, I bet on you.
But you bet on me to lose.
No, I didn't bet on you to lose. I bet that you would lose.
Oh,
There's a difference.
Yes, there's a difference.
I knew you wasn't gonna win.
How'd you know that though, sis? Sis, how'd you know that?
Tell me you lose all of your track meets. They threw you off the team. You, I don't know why you said run. Why didn't you say shoot pool? You're good at billiards. You're great at billiards.
He can shoot
pool. You're good at billiards. Wow. And you know that you're good at jacks. I don't know why.
Jacks? He still playing jacks.
Tell me, you're too high Tommy tech for me.
Could nobody in the whole neighborhood beat him at 60?
He could scoop him up.
Kate.
Hey, C. Yes, baby.
D, let me tell you something. All the girls bet on Tommy. Shirley and Carla
bet on
Tommy. Mm-hmm. They bet $5.
Hi, Miss Kate.
That he would win.
That he would win.
Hey, Miss Kate.
We believed in him, Miss Kate.
Yeah.
Why would y'all do that? Because the other baby is sickly.
Junior.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Kate, we knew Tommy could run.
He gives strength to the weak.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Oh,
she didn't win. She went
biblical on it. And to the ones that run their mouths too much, they don't usually win.
That's your mama, though.
Tommy, mommy.
That's a word. That a preach.
Right before Christmas.
He bet on Junior.
Right before Christmas. Your mama?
No, I bet on him. Tommy, stop saying that.
You don't like the way that sounds.
You're going to make the people think that I don't have no faith and trust in you. I do. But I know what I know. I know you weren't going to never win no race, baby.
Never? But billiards.
See, hey, Kate, but I tried to tell Tommy. I told Tommy because he's 50. Junior is 39. And Junior's legs are just...
I didn't even know that. I would have said 5,000.
You would have won big.
Same age.
She thought they were the same age, she said.
Thought they was the same age. Uh-huh.
No, Junior and Tommy. No.
And then, too, Steve, Tommy is a little thick.
What? Mm-hmm.
You got a high
And the wind pressure, that. The wind pressure tends to hold back when you're thick.
I'm done.
Wind pressure.
You can't tear through wind like you used to when you little.
You can't tear through wind like you used to.
All fat people will tell you that. You can't tap to win when you fat like that.
I can't believe y'all call my mama.
You ever see any fat people out running?
Not now one. Because they can't tap through the wind.
They can't tap through that wind. Tommy, what did you have on? If you had on clothes, baby, you knew you weren't going
to
win.
Ask your mom to hold on for a second, Tommy, please.
Hang on, Mom.
Why you saying like that?
Why you sound so good?
Because you vote on Junior. You bet on Junior.
I did not bet on him. I bet against you. That's all.
Same thing.
Miss Kate, hang on, okay?
Yes, I will.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are in the middle of a phone call. Tommy's mom just called in to let us know that she's a big winner now. Yeah.
Hey, Kate, I've been playing that all morning. That's for Junior.
What that say?
That say the champ is here.
And you talking about Junior?
Yeah, they talking about Junior today. Because Tommy, I tried to tell him.
Now, don't put my baby down like that. He just didn't win the race. He's still a winner.
Too late. Yeah. You should have been here 3 hours ago.
Miss Kate, he pulled his hamstring, by the way. Tommy did. Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yes, ma'am.
I tell you what. Listen, let me tell you something.
What should he do?
Watch him, because he will forget which hamstring.
Are you saying it's fake
news? He'll start out limping on the left.
Yes, ma'am.
And then he'll end up limping on the right. Then he'll forget which part it was.
Hey, I'm telling you, Kate. I'm telling you. She said.
Mama did pull a hamstring.
You said, watch. She said, watch him, because he'll forget which one he pulled. Boy, this is good right here.
He's sitting on a bag of ice, Miss Kate.
He's sitting on it.
Yes,
he's
ma'am. It. Yes, ma'am.
Well, the hamstring ain't in your butt.
He is moved. about Kate? Kill 39. And Kill used to be a running back in high school. I told everybody that.
Oh.
You know, Tommy just know he run. But see, Tommy run by himself. And when you by yourself, you is the fastest one out there.
That's right. That's right. And when you don't run in a race, you never should get in one.
It makes so much sense.
It makes sense. Logic. That's right. And you know something. Makes so much sense.
And you know something, Kay? He don't be in no races. He just be out there running.
Tommy don't run in no races. Uh-uh. And listen, I'm glad I'm not on the air.
Right. No, ma'am.
You probably have not paid attention.
Wait, what?
Come on.
No, come on.
Go ahead, Kate.
To the fact that one of the heels on his shoe is bigger and thicker than the other one.
See, I didn't want them to know that.
What?
You got to watch it because it's a little club foot going on.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Really?
Yeah. Kate got a club?
Got a club
what?
Yeah.
Nobody ever really pays attention to him like that because he's so suave. But one of his shoes, the heel of it, is taller than the upper one.
That's a pad that we put in there. It's like an elevator pad. It's to even his leg out.
I didn't know that. Too.
Yeah, it evens him up. So he knows better.
Oh,
he knows better.
You knew that, Steve?
But it's been
a short leg. What the hell? Yeah.
He's mastered it. He's mastered that.
Yeah.
That's why I knew right then. He wasn't going to win that.
And if you look at the tape, see, if you go to Steve, get somebody to show you how to go to steveharvey.com, Kate, and the tape is on there, and you'll see it's that leg with the pad in it that pulled up. He didn't pull a hamstring. The pad slipped.
The pad, it slipped up?
Yeah, it slipped up on him.
Wow.
Yeah. It was bad days.
Tommy, you should have worn your church shoes.
To run in? Miss Kate?
I hope y'all enjoying it. I hope y'all enjoying
it. Oh, we are.
Boy, you don't know how good this is to me.
Well, what the? One thing, Miss Kate.
Tommy, it's just this. We just talking with family. Ain't nobody really listening.
Right.
This is Steve and the girls and the missus.
That's right.
That's all.
That's all this is.
And the dog, Cat. What's the man name?
Cat dog. Tell him, Steve.
Cat dog.
Tell Miss Kate how we were pulling for Tommy from the very beginning
till
the end of the race.
Why
Kate,
would you do that?
Tell him. But then, Kate, at the end of the race, go to steveharvey.com. On the video, I got a separate video of Shirley, Carla, and Monica. After Tommy grabbed his hamstring and race was over, they just walked off from me. They didn't even talk to
him. Deserted me.
They didn't even help him.
Hell no.
I went and got him some water, Miss Kate.
Would you stop saying that?
We were in shock. We were. We really were, Miss Kate. I couldn't believe he lost
really
the win.
That Tommy was going out.
Yes, Miss Kate.
Boys.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Why would y'all do that? Yeah, he convinced y'all of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Didn't convince me.
We didn't convince your brother or you.
Yeah. How much money did y'all lose?
$5. Yes, just $5.
Damn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Then y'all really didn't believe in him either. Tommy, you shouldn't let them make a fool of you like that.
Yeah, it was their fault. They talked him up.
It is right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on your intercom.
Yeah, it's on my
the intercom.
Internet. On the internet.
Intercom is the phone system.
I'm going to put it on there, too. When you rang my doorbell. Yeah.
We talking about my mama call.
Well, do people get to chit-chat about it and see it on chit-chat?
Hey, well.
Snapchat.
Chip-chat.
Chip-chat.
Oh.
You mean Snapchat?
Kate, it ain't no. We don't
you
have
mean Snapchat, Miss Kate?
No, it's not Snapchat. We just going to put it on Twitter. And Facebook, they going to blog about it.
Here's enough. Give my mama a phone.
Here's enough.
Well, when they blog about it, what happens? They talk about it.
Yeah, they talk about it. They type in and say what they want to say.
Is TMZ them going to know about it?
We can get it over to them.
As soon as I get it to them.
I think the world should. CNN may want to know. Call Don Lemon Nip.
Don Lemon Nip. Hey, Kate, we got to go. Hey, baby, I love you. Hey, we got to go tape the show, baby.
All right, Junior, go on, send me my money now.
Yes, ma'am. It'll be there tomorrow.
Look, I'm not coming.
Yes, ma'am. I'll overnight it.
Around with me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm overnight
right.
it. Yes,
okay.
That's all right, hook. Now I'm still in Cleveland now.
Yes, ma'am.
I got
don't
you.
Send it to Birmingham. I'm in Cleveland.
Oh, she left Birmingham?
Yes,
what
ma'am.
Happened? Oh, they broke
no, I ain't left it. I ain't left it. Oh, I ain't left it.
Uh-oh.
I'm just in Cleveland. Don't get in my business.
We're not going to talk about you and this man. Anyway. I do not want to have that discussion no more.
Oh, about her boo?
Kate, I love you. Bye,
my boo. My boo thing.
No, stop that.
Okay, I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, my boo thing. Y'all quit laughing at my mom. I mean that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, nephew. You feeling up to it? Introduce Carla.
I can do it. Get ready, get ready. It's that time. It is Reality Update.
Thank you, nephew. Junior, can you introduce me, too?
Yeah, I sure can.
Okay.
I know the hell you did. I know the hell you did.
I was just trying to see, what, you know.
You better take that intro out of your head.
Come on, Junior.
The champ is here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, Junior.
The champ is here.
The champ is
it is time
funny
for
right
another
here.
Winning segment.
Ooh, I like this intro.
It is time for Reality Update. Go ahead, Carl.
Go ahead on, Junior.
That's winning. That's
that was
winning.
Nice. That was nice. Thank you,
feel
Tommy.
Good, don't
Don't thank me.
Thank you, Tommy. Sit on down, baby. All right, here we go. Real Housewives of Atlanta. So last week, Kim... Okay, I told you guys. Kim got mad at Kenya for saying that Kim was pipping out her daughter for John Legend tickets.
Oh, yeah,
remember
yeah,
when I played
yeah.
that little soundbite? So Kim jumped up like she was going to do something.
Yeah, and she went for bad.
Yeah, Kenya was like security. And basically, Kenya was sick of Kim talking about her marriage.
Yeah.
Bottom line. But Kim got upset because she's saying that she's friends with Chrissy, John Legend's wife, Chrissy mm-hmm. Teigen, and that it was just, you know, kind of a playful thing that she did on Twitter. But my thing is this, don't tweet out stuff and mm-hmm. then folks repeat the tweet and mm-hmm. then you get mad.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have it.
Both
you can't
ways.
Have it both ways. So that was that. So you know what happens, Steve, on reality TV. When there's drama, we go on a what? Trip. Let's go on a trip.
Yeah,
all this drama. Yeah.
Yeah.
We run a race over here.
Yeah. Right. So the girls went on a trip, Junior. Sheree decided to put together this trip to San Francisco. Now, Sheree, she's usually the private one, so she opened up to the girls that she's in love with this guy named Tyrone.
Tyrone, call Tyrone.
You better call
yes.
him. But he's in prison.
Right.
What? So they say it's rumored.
Why is Steve looking at you like that?
What?
Prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say it's rumored, what, white collar crimes mm-hmm. or something like that. So we don't know a lot about this guy. And anyway, Nene.
Did she fall in love with him before he went?
Yeah. She's mm-hmm. known him for a very, very long time.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Nene went in on your girl, Portia. She
Ooh,
went in
Carla.
On her at this dinner. Portia feels like Nene tried to get her fired with all the drama that mm-hmm. happened last season between Candy and Phaedra. But Nene feels like Portia's full of it. She says that Portia kind of goes there on Dish Nation and that Portia forgot about all the times that Nene has
was there
had,
for her.
Yeah,
yeah,
has had her back. Mm-hmm. Take a listen to this crazy exchange.
You did not mean here, bitch. Nobody had your back but me,
I did also have her back, but whatever.
We the bitches that had your back, bitch.
What is all this, bitch, jumping at me?
You deserve some discipline for what you did to Candy.
Woo!
That sound like what y'all said to Tommy at the lost the race.
Well, if we didn't say it, we may have been thinking it.
Oh, God, here we go again. Here we go again.
The champ is here. I'm on the floor. We don't.
Every time you talk, hear that damn music come
on.
Wonder how that happens.
That's amazing.
Go ahead, Carla.
So as you can hear, Nene was upset, going off, and then her hair bun was coming undone.
Yeah.
And did
Who's
you see
hair bun?
Nene's. Her hair bun was coming undone.
The madder she got, the more her hair came undone.
But check this out. You going off on somebody and your hair bun is coming out, then your friend sitting behind you trying to put it back up.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. funny to me. Mm-hmm. So that's reality update on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, Steve.
Let's
is
have it
right to before be we... all day, Shirley.
Yeah. It sounds like it.
Right it's going to be tomorrow too.
Right before we get to Miss Ann.
Tommy, from now on, just call me Champ. Don't
you
call
the champ.
Me Junior.
You the champ.
Just call me Champ.
You the champ.
That's all I want to hear.
You the champ.
The champ is here.
We have to play
you the champ.
All the time.
Huh?
You the champ.
The champ is here.
You the champ.
That's all I need.
You the champ.
That's what I said.
No, no, no. Don't worry. No, no. Ain't no rematch. Don't worry about this. This belong to me. This is the video, ladies.
This the video.
Now, right there, Tommy is caught. Now we see the hamstring. Right after he get caught. It didn't even happen to after. Now there go the hamstring after he caught. See that right there? You don't, ain't no sign
it's
of it.
It's before that, huh?
Nuh-uh. I'm, dog, all you got to do is watch it.
It's on
all
video.
All you got to do is watch it. It's on video. Now, keep watching. Her. Keep watching it all the way out. Now, there go Gerald. Uh-huh. Gerald heading the other way. Okay, so, now he in pain.
Is this on SteveHarvey.com?
Oh, this on SteveHarvey.com. Now, he in pain. Uh-huh. Now, watch it. Now, there go Cat. Now, here go Cat. Cat bend over, there's, start laughing.
There's your photographer.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Now,
oh,
there go look Shirley. At the girls walk no, off.
I mean, I said that was Shirley. I mean,
did
me.
Did you see? Let me show you.
I didn't see
go
nothing.
Back. Go back one
how
frame.
How they walk off?
Go back one frame.
I didn't see nothing. Good. I'm in the clear.
Oh, no, you ain't
no,
in the
you
clip.
Ain't.
What? What?
Miss Workwife, you ain't in no clip.
I believe what? I was going to get your bottle of water.
There's Joe.
No.
Here go Cat.
Let me see. I got to come over there.
Watch, okay. Watch. Look, 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 look. Here it is. Everybody looking.
Uh-huh.
There go Cat.
Yeah, there's Cat.
There go Tommy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now, here you go. Now, there's... This is Shirley.
That's Shirley.
Look at Shirley.
Okay. Head turned away. Lord Jesus. Here come Carla. Walking right.
Pass
you walk right. There goes Shirley. Look
got
at Shirley going.
Got
oh, Jesus. Then Carla. Why is he in there looking at Miss Ma? Like she on her phone. Ain't nobody.
We,
go over to him.
Are.
Let's go back a little bit.
We did walk away. We
there
did.
There go. Don't look at Shirley. Lord Jesus. Now go call her like she don't even know his name. And Miss Monica just
got I was so shamed. That's
y'all,
funny.
I went to get the water so you could drink the water. Tommy.
That's funny.
That's my story.
They
oh, that's funny.
Walked away. But Shirley, on my other video, I got the other video. You doing like this here.
I threw my hands
Shirley
up.
Shirley threw her hands up.
This, y'all deserted me.
No. I went and got water for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that.
And Carla.
Yes.
Carla went.
Oh,
I can't even say. I got a video of you talking.
What did I, oh, where is that?
We can't play that on the
air. Oh, you was cussing?
Carla.
Because, Tommy, we've been riding with you for so long with this one, running thing.
Carl, I got a video of Carla saying.
What?
It's blankety blank. The law card blankety blank.
$5.
Carla said, this blankety blank, the law my blanket $5.
And it wasn't about the money. But it was.
Oh I got God. It on tape.
That's
it funny. Was
oh
so
goodness.
Good, man. Do y'all see y'all walking off
yeah,
Mississippi
yeah,
Monica
you caught
on
us.
Her phone?
Oh, uh-huh.
First time I seen it. But you turned your back on me, sir.
Yes,
I went
did.
To get your water out of the
no,
golf
you didn't.
Cart. All right, coming up at 49 after, we'll be back to close out the show with just one more thing. I wonder what that'll be.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with the last break of the day. Just one more thing, Steve.
Hey, you know, and folks, these fires out here in L.A., they're real. Look, it's been a tough year, like Carla said, for natural disasters.
Oh,
all
man.
Of the hurricanes, Puerto
man.
Rico, Houston. It's
yeah.
been rough, man. The fires before.
Florida.
Yeah.
Florida, man. All of this stuff that's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
The floods.
Northern California with the fires earlier.
Yeah, now it's right here, man, in
Southern
L.A.
California.
I mean, it's
in our backyard.
Just
yeah.
on the other side, and people are suffering, man. I know it shouldn't make a difference. It's the holidays, people losing homes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad thing to lose your home any time of the year.
Absolutely.
It's no good time. It is not a better time to lose your home.
I can't think of one.
No, it's so
not.
Sad. Mm-hmm. I'm just grateful that so far, no deaths. I think Tommy said he heard about one. But so far, I'm grateful that the death toll hasn't gone, mm-hmm. you
yeah.
know, through
yeah.
the roof with this catastrophe.
Yeah.
We can
and people
property.
Are following
yeah.
the evacuation
mm-hmm.
orders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a health risk out mm-hmm. here. So everybody that's with asthma and stuff like Carla. Make sure you up to date and know the precautions. Get you one of those painter masks and wear it to help filter some of the air. And they passing them out around here at this building because we are right across the freeway. And so, you know, it's just a lot going on. Yeah. So
they got 150 structures that burned down. So they haven't decided which are houses and not houses.
Yeah, well, you ain't supposed to be talking right now.
He can talk. He's serious.
Keep talking.
We are.
Yeah. How was somebody who lost the race?
Was that your segue into the race?
Yeah, your ass don't talk till tomorrow.
But to be fair, you said if Keir lost, you would have done him the same.
Boy, I expected it. Boy, let me tell you something. It would have been the sickest hell joke.
Really, Steve? Really, though?
We already exposed Tommy got one short leg. And Mama came here and told him that. And we know he don't remember nothing. Because he keep forgetting he 50. Yeah. I told his ass he was 50.
I believe y'all called my mama.
Did I not say you 50?
You said
he
it.
You said it.
You said all of this was
how much
going
time
but
I got,
Kat? Sometimes in your mind you don't think your body is as old as
five
it is.
5 minutes. This is a recap of the radio. Come on, give me this. I need my little background.
We know it by now.
I'm going to just put it over here off to the side.
5 minutes.
But isn't that true, though? In your mind, you think you're younger than your body actually is, though.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me tell you what happened in everybody's mind right here.
Okay.
Kat, give me a little background music for this here. Anything you want, dog. It don't make me no difference.
What? Do a little Tommy music.
No.
Uh-oh. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
The tips?
Here we go. Sometimes things go on in your mind that shouldn't. Sometimes you think you what you used to be and you wake up one day and you find out you ain't.
What?
I don't know.
Time and tide waits on no man, so that's what the Bible says. But you're going to try to prove it wrong. Some days it's over
singing
for you.
What the heck?
Yes, it is.
So you're saying Tommy needs to hang it up?
You can't do what you used to do. Things you used to do in your past. You wake up and find out you ain't that bad. You challenge a man that's 11 years younger than you. And then you find out what you can't do. It's over. Your years have gone by. And now you lost $5,000. Now you want to cry.
We jamming, dog.
But what is worse than that? Is your girls walk off, right, showed you they back.
Don't put us in this song.
They said we don't know you.
We did not.
Y'all did it.
They
were through with you.
I gave him some water.
If you don't believe that this is a fact, go to steveharvey.com. Watch him walk away from your back.
I hate him.
No one thought you would win. Except though your girlfriends. But then something happened and you got exposed. Your mama said you got one short leg and ain't nobody know. So it happens.
Ignorant.
To you. Oh. Here we go.
This is pretty good, actually.
It is.
It's the fire jam. Yourself.
We went
I don't like it.
Out on the NBC lot yesterday.
Yeah, NBC lot. Mm-hmm.
To find a 50-yard race.
Mm-hmm.
Two people involved, one young, one old. And now I came on the radio with the story to be told.
Yes!
I hope that I haven't let you down.
No, no.
But I told y'all good in hell well what was about to go down.
I hope
you were not disappointed in me.
You were.
Because I lived up to everything God made me to be.
Woo! Come on, crescendo, baby.
am with it.
Yeah, you are.
Because I was born to talk it. And so I just did what I was supposed to do. I hope you enjoyed the show today.
I did.
I hope you tune in tomorrow. Hey. Tommy ain't allowed to talk today because Tommy got his ass smoked anyway. Tommy got left way behind. Everybody didn't see Number Junior's behind. Now Tommy came on in here, and I had to do what I did with no fear. Hope you have a nice weekend. Everybody enjoy yourself. Let's just hope to God that Tommy don't race nobody else. Keep your damn mouth shut and stop acting all thrifty. And come on and remember the fact that your ass is now 50.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.